what we've seen is in excess of 130 Foreign Investment Review Board decisions, and only one rejected under this current government. That's less than 1% have been rejected. Now, I think that if you're getting better than 99% success rate, you should be pretty happy with that. To be honest, I think it'd be rather peculiar if you never rejected anything.
Have the Nationals and Growers shot themselves in the foot, given that no one else would have made this kind of infrastructure investment, you know, $200 million that ADM was promising?
Well, I must say I'm very sceptical about the $200 million at the final stage of this deal. I mean, if it was so important, if they'd done such a close analysis, why didn't they offer that at the start? Really, it was just a sweetener at the end to try and push something across the line. And what I would say is all that infrastructure that is there now, whether it's the receival sites, whether it's the slots, whether it's the ports, whether it's the market share, whether it's the massive growth in GrainCorp that we've seen, that's all happened without ADM. And I'm certain with good management, it'll continue to grow. I want GrainCorp to be a strong company. This is not about GrainCorp. I'm proud of GrainCorp as a strong Australian company. I want it to grow, and I understand what ADM are trying to do. ADM are there for commercial reasons, and good luck to them. That's how a strong commercial organisation like ADM works. But we have got to look after the Australian people, and we will stand up for the Australian people, the Australian grain grower, and we will listen to the voters and what they request of their government.
Given you want GrainCorp to remain in Australian hands, will your government commit to $200 million worth of freight rail infrastructure now?
Well, all the infrastructure, the vast majority of infrastructure you've seen there, has been supported by the taxpayer in so many instances. We will continue, and I'll show you a classic example right now. In the forward estimates, the Minister for Infrastructure, Warren Truss, has put up $300 million for the construction of the Inland Rail. This will give the capacity for internodal port access between Brisbane down to Melbourne, including Sydney. Ultimately, we hope to connect to Gladstone and across to Adelaide. That's real investment. That's real infrastructure investment into the future of our nation, which will assist the movement of grain and the movement of other products. And that shows that our nation will invest in infrastructure regardless of whether ADM makes an offer or not.
Joe Hockey has cleared the way for ADM to buy 24.9% of shareholdings. Your comment on that?
I think that this will test the mettle of ADM, and we'll see what ADM intends to do. I'm just happy that in representing the constituents that clearly said that they wanted this deal blocked, who came into this office in Tamworth and to offices across our nation, who have overwhelmingly been of the view through their peak industry bodies at a state level in Queensland, in Victoria, in New South Wales, they've all said the same thing. They had massive concerns about this. It was not just a concern of the National Party. It was not just a concern of country Liberal Party members. It was a concern of so many people involved in the industry, and I'm happy that those concerns have been listened to.
How did you find out the news?
Well, to be honest, I heard that Alison Watkins had pulled out of an interview on Radio National, and I knew that something was on. Yeah, and that's what you'd expect, because the decision of the Treasurer is very market sensitive. You don't get people ringing you around and saying, oh, this is what we're going to do, because if it ever leaked, people could just take short-term options on the position in the marketplace and turn themselves into a millionaire in 10 minutes. And we don't want to do that. The Treasurer handled this very professionally. He never once gave an indication of which way this was going to fall. We were in contact with him. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Did you fist pump the air?
Yeah, possibly.
So you do see it as a win for the Nationals? You have been called a bit of a toothless tiger of late. This gives you a bit more teeth?
Well, look, I'll leave that for the commentators, but I look back through the history of my involvement in the National Party, the Chinalco-Rio bid, when ALCO tried to take over Qantas, when we've had ADM trying to take over GrainCorp, stopping the ETS and ultimately stopping the carbon tax. It always amazes me when people say they're the actions of a toothless tiger. I'd hate to see what the tiger looked like if it had teeth.